Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We're halfway through our third hour, and of course, we had some amazing guests today. Of course, we just got done talking with the great Bob Nightingale about all things Major League Baseball. Bob's an absolute legend, and we're going to play a little game that Double D put together. Let's bring in our fearless producer, Pat Boyle, Cody Decker, and all of you. We're going to play a little game we like to call Would You Rather.
Now, it's time for Would You Rather.
Just saying, there's no reason this can't be a gong show. It already is. We might as well just throw a gong in there.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Amateur Hour. It's time for Would You Rather.
Welcome to the Baseball Gong Show, where everything possibly goes wrong in 4 hours straight. Welcome to the show. It's time for Would You Rather. That's right, Double D. Let's see what you got in store for us today.
All right. Would you rather, Pat, to win the World Series, take the Tigers at plus 1,000 or the Phillies at plus 1,000?
That's an easy one. Give me the Phils. I despise Philadelphia, but yet I consistently find myself supporting them on this show here in just the first 2.5 hours. What is happening? That being said, look, the Tigers are a nice story. The Tigers were a great story last year. The Tigers are going to be a good story this year. They are phenomenal. Good luck scoring off that bullpen, because like, you better get all your runs against Detroit in the first 5 innings, because once they turn it over to that pen, my goodness, have they been untouchable. That being said, look, Spencer Torkelson's great. Riley Green is tremendous. They've got some really good young bats in that lineup. Kerry Carpenter again. But like, when it comes to October, this team's going to come up short. And the Philadelphia Phillies have a team that is built for October. They are built for the postseason. They've got the dogs in the starting rotation. And they are still having a tremendous year, the Philadelphia Phillies, without Aaron Nola, who's now on the IL, and he has been a shell of himself. Like, if Aaron Nola comes back in a week or 2 weeks or whenever, I don't care when he comes back. If Aaron Nola is being Aaron Nola come postseason time, this team is going to be scary. Bryce Harper's starting to find it. Now he's shaved his head. He's like, screw it. I don't need any hair. Now he's starting to hit the cover off the baseball. Schwarbino's going to have like 50 bombs this year. They've got the team that can win in October, whereas Detroit feels like a team that might win 95 games this year. But I don't buy them in October. Give me the Phillies. I'd rather them at plus 1,000.
I have the exact opposite take as Patrick does, because frankly, this team is already without Nolan, without Aaron Nola. And by the way, Alvarado's out 80 games, and he will not be with this team in October period stop due to the rules. Frankly, I like this pitching staff over in Detroit so much. You mentioned the bullpen, yeah, but we're going to ignore that their pitching staff also has Casey Mize and Tarek Skubal, who is by far the best pitcher in the American League. I honestly think that I agree with you that the Detroit Tigers were a nice story last year. They're not a nice story anymore. They're the story now in the American League. And frankly, the American League is wide open, where the Phillies, they got to go compete in the National League playoffs. And frankly, to me, the Phillies have just become the Buffalo Bills of the Major League Baseball, period, stop. They can't get over the hump because of their entire thing being based on the long ball, because all it takes is just three down games offensively in October, and once again, we lose the Phillies early off and in the playoffs again. They're not better than the Dodgers. I'm not positive they're better than the Mets. They're not better than the Padres. I don't think they're better than the Diamondbacks, where the Detroit Tigers, I firmly believe, are the best team in the American League. I would not be shocked if we see the Tigers get to the World Series. The problem is, whoever they run into the World Series, they're going to get their asses kicked because the National League is that much better.
All right, moving on to the next one. Cody Decker, would you rather take Corbin Carroll at plus 1,200 or Pecos Armstrong to win the NL MVP at plus 1,200?
The answer is neither of these, and I wouldn't waste my money or time because Shohei Ohtani will win this award again, because he just will. That being said, if I have to pick one of the two, I'm going to go with the devil I know a little bit more, and that would be Corbin Carroll. A little bit more of a sample size in his career. PCA is fantastic, and he's off to an incredible start this year. But I'm not ready on May 24th, having not seen enough of Pecos Armstrong yet in full seasons in the major league, to give him an MVP nod, where I've seen Corbin Carroll do this for a couple of years. That being said, Pecos Armstrong very well might be that dude, and I hope he is, and Chicago needs him to be that dude, because, frankly, you know they're not signing back Kyle Tucker. Who are we kidding? They're not going to do it. Your best shot right now is to sign PCA, like, right now. But he won't do it.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, Cody escaping the game. Would you rather? I tend to agree that it's going to be Shohei. But out of those two, I'm going with PCA, which, I mean, again, we talked to Bob Nightingale 15 minutes ago. And remember, they traded him for basically half a year of Javi Baez, who was then basically saying – F you to the fans, the Mets fans, and now PCA is turning into an absolute five-tool stud with an OPS over 900. He's already got 14 swipes and 14 bombs. Like, he's got a chance to be 40-40 this year, which is absurd. And the kid's 23, and he's got a cannon for an arm as well. Yeah, Corbin Carroll is only 24, and he feels like he is a veteran, but still just a young pup in this league that is getting better and better. But I think PCA's, Pecos Armstrong's ceiling is that of like a top five player in baseball. So, you know, again, if we're talking about the odds and how they might shift the rest of this year, I think Pecos Armstrong, those odds are going to get a lot shorter as people, more and more baseball bettors start to flock on some futures bets once the NBA playoffs end, once the Stanley Cup playoffs end, and then baseball kind of takes center stage for the months of the late June, July, August month before we get the National Football League. I think a lot of people will look to play some midsummer MVP bets, and I think Pecos Armstrong is going to be plus 800 or shorter in a couple of weeks' time.
If you talk to any Cubs fan in Chicago, he's the next coming of Jesus. So, yeah, I'm in alignment with Pat here.
Guys aren't hyperbolic or anything.
Not at all.
You guys don't get, well, yeah, you Cubs fans, you don't get excited about something that's good for a week and then just, you know, absolutely ruin it. You guys never do that.
What was that bet Mario made like a year and a half ago?
You mean that rookie of the year and MVP perennial first baseman that isn't there anymore? I don't even remember the kid's name. Matt Mervis.
Mervis?
It was Matt Mervis. Mervis. Matt Mervis was the next big thing for the Chicago Cubs. I've lived this life already. How many times are you guys going to make yourselves do this?
Oh, I'm sure they'll make it happen plenty of times.
Just let the kid be good for now, okay? Just let him be good and stop trying to ruin your young talents, Chicago.
All right, Pat. To win the NBA Finals MVP, would you rather take Jalen Brunson at plus 2,000 or Anthony Edwards at plus 2,200.
Yeah, I mean, you're essentially saying which either of these teams, the Knicks or the T-Wolves, have a better chance of getting out of an 0-2 hole. And again, I'm going to pull the Cody here, and I'm going to say neither, you know, unless you'd like to burn your own money. But if I had to pick between the two, I am supremely confident, I know Cody is as well, that the Thunder are not losing this series. They are the better team. So just off that alone, which I'm pretty sure if you place a Finals MVP, all bets are action. Like, you don't get a refund if the Timberwolves get knocked out. That bet is action if you place run right now on Anthony Edwards to win Finals MVP. So just off that alone, even though, again, I'm a diehard Knicks fan, I'll tell you they have a chance. Odds are they don't have a great shot, but I think they have slightly a better chance to get out of this 0-2 hole against the Pacers than the T-Wolves do against the Thunder. And even then, nobody's beating Oklahoma City. So if you'd like to waste your money, the better option, I think, would be Jalen Brunson. But don't waste your money.
No notes. Correct. I agree with every syllable out of his mouth. No notes. Listen, the Thunder are not losing probably a single game. And I'm not even just talking about this series. They're not losing a single game going forward. It's over. So even if the Knicks got into there, Jalen Brunson is not winning this, because, again, the Oklahoma City Thunder is not going to lose a single game going forward.
All right. All right, Cody. So let's go to finals, conference finals series results. Would you rather take the Thunder 4-2 at plus 525 or the Knicks 4-3 at plus 550?
The Thunder are not losing another game, so I'll take the Knicks at 4-3, and that's my reasoning behind it. Again, I don't believe either of these things are happening, but if I had my choice, I could see the Knicks actually making this a 7-game series long before I see the T-Wolves making this a 6-game series.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with what Cody said pretty much 100%. It doesn't feel like if the Thunder, if you gave me Thunder 4-1, which is probably like the slimmest of the odds. So I guess, you know, you're trying to match up the odds here. I would say maybe, but it doesn't really feel like there's a case where Minnesota wins 2 out of the next 3. It's unlikely to me. I think you'd get much more realistic chances of the Knicks coming back to win this in 7. And it's actually higher odds. Knicks to win in 7 is plus 550. Thunder to win in 6 is plus 525. So just off that alone, I'm riding with the Knicks to win in 7. I would rather take that. Mm-hmm. And Kenny telling me Thunder to win 4-1 is plus 180. Thunder to sweep plus 185. Both of those at BetMGM. Basically, I think pick your poison between those two. Cody said he doesn't think they're losing again. So if you want to take the sweep, but Thunder to win 4-1, I think would probably be my best bet. But like you said, out of those two, whether it's Thunder to win in 6 or Knicks to win in 7, I'm going with the Knicks. Mm-hmm.
All right, Pat, to win the NFL Rookie of the Year, Offensive Rookie of the Year, would you rather take Shedeur Sanders at plus 2,200 or Jackson Dart at plus 2,500?
This is a tough one because you don't really know what the hell is going on in Cleveland, right? I guess there's technically a chance Shedeur Sanders could be QB1 by week 1. Now, maybe I'm putting on my radio and TV ears and eyes here for this one, and I'm buying into the Shedeur Sanders hype, whereas I think the Browns kind of told you themselves they don't really believe in him because they took Dylan Gabriel, who is the same size as me, in the 3rd round of the draft. And they took Shedeur Sanders in the 5th round after he slid so far. They also have Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco. My guess is one of those guys maybe gets traded. Maybe Cleveland can flip one of those guys for a late round draft pick just to get something. I don't know why they would carry all 4. And then you got the Giants, who also have a stacked quarterback room with Russell Wilson, with Jameis Winston. It feels like Jackson Dart is like clearly going to be the 3rd quarterback to play in that repertoire of Giants QBs unless Russ plays just long enough to like do what he did last year, where he's good for the first couple of games, and then you see Russ have two games in a row where he throws two pick sixes, and you're like, all right, this experiment has run its course. The Giants are 2-7. And then just to try to save their jobs, Brian Daboll and Joe Shane, the coach and GM, say, all right, we're just going to have Jackson Dart jump ahead of Jameis, and he's going to start. But I don't realistically see a path where Jackson Dart plays before, I don't know, week 8, week 9. And I think that's being kind of gracious to the kid. It feels like they're going to take it slow with him. Whereas Cleveland, who the hell knows what's going to happen with that quarterback room and what happens in camp. So I think there's a more realistic chance that Shedeur Sanders gets on the field a lot quicker. And just off that alone, I'd probably take a bet on him to win Rookie of the Year at plus 2,200. But I don't really believe in his talent. Like, I believe in Jackson Dart's talent. I wish Jackson Dart was in Cleveland's quarterback room, because then I would love this bet. But he's not. So it feels like you're waiting a long time before Jackson Dart steps on the field. And then he's going to have to light it up, like, right away. And I just don't see that happening. So I would probably say, out of those two, I'd rather take Shedeur to win Rookie of the Year.
Out of those two, I'm going Jackson Dart, and here's why. The Browns. That's why. That's my entire reasoning. I am not going to ever assume a quarterback from the Browns will have success, mainly because my favorite thing that exists in all of sports is the couch Browns jersey that has 40 more quarterback names on it, that inexplicably this team decided to draft two more names to add to the jersey this offseason alone. There's not a penny I would ever put on anything that says the Browns are going to have success, or any quarterback is going to have success in Cleveland, period, stop, to the point where even the Cleveland mayor says there are bigger priorities in Cleveland than the Browns, which is why they never get in a new stadium, which is why the Browns are always going to be a disaster, which is why the owner should sell the team, because that owner destroyed the entire quarterback market alone. Embarrassing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.